天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，大家好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。我想大家都应该听说过2012世界末日这部片子吧。随着世界上很多灾难的频频发生，很多人都会觉得2012年真的是世界末日，各种预言也都相继发表，说的还颇有道理。但圣经上所讲的世界末日会是什么时候来呢？世界末日会发生些什么事情呢？敌基督又是谁？今天麦克牧师就来和我们一起探讨这个神秘的话题，那让我们一起来聆听吧。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
We are so delighted that you tuned in to listen to this program。
我们很高兴你收听这个节目。
We are getting close toward the end of this long series of messages entitled The Garden versus the City。
我们差不多来到花园与城市这个长系列的尾声了。
In 1988, there was a very popular little booklet that was published。
1988年有一本非常受欢迎的小册子出版了。
Some Christians became passionate about that little book。
一些基督徒对这小册子很热衷。
It was translated into many languages.
它被翻译成多种语言。
The title of the book was 88 Reasons Why Christ Will Return in 88.
小册子的题目是基督将于1988年重返世界的88个理由。
In fact, the author insisted that the return of Christ would occur in September of 1988.
事实上作者坚持基督会在1988年9月回来。
Some people went overboard with this booklet.
有些人对这本小册子过度的反应。
Then there was a video that dramatized that prediction.
还有人把书中的预言改编为剧本拍成录像。
I knew some people who were adamant that I had to not only read the booklet but preach its message.
我认识一些人不但坚持要我阅读这本书，还要我传讲其中的信息。
As patiently as I could, I tried to tell these precious folks that even Jesus said that only the Father knew the hour of his return.
我很有耐心地向这些朋友解释，甚至耶稣自己都说过，只有天父才知道主再来的日子。
The reply was, "Oh no, the author knows the scripture."
他们回答说哦，这位作者是熟悉圣经的。
This author has actually calculated the years of Daniel's vision.
实际上，这位作者是根据但以理先知的意象计算出日期的。
They went on and on about the accuracy of the book.
他们不断地诉说那本书是正确的。
So you can understand when September of 1988 came and went.
所以你就可以明白。当1988年9月来临又过去后，
These dear people did not come to talk to me again.
这些热衷的朋友再也不来找我谈话了。
The amazing thing is that in my lifetime, I have seen this same thing happen at least 3 times.
然而令人惊奇的是，自我有生以来，同样的事最少已发生过3次了。
Even today.
即使是今天。
You see some people with their charts and graphs and timetables.
你仍会见到有人在制作图表和时间表。
Dividing history into certain periods of time.
把历史分为不同的时段。
The problem is this.
问题是
Many people throughout history have constantly misinterpreted the epistles of 1 John 4:3.
历史历代以来很多人一直对约翰一书4章3节的经文有所误解。
And 2 John 7.
对约翰二书第七节也是如此。
Where John spoke of the Antichrist.
约翰在这里提到敌基督。
Please listen to 1 John 4:3.
请听约翰一书四章第三节。凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。约翰二书第七节说，因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。
In both of these passages, John goes on to say that there are many antichrists.
约翰在两段经文里都说到有很多个敌基督。
History is littered with people who have refused to understand these passages in context.
历史上充斥着那些对圣经断章取义的人。
Let me just give you a few examples.
让我为你举些例子。
In AD 455,
公元455年,
the Roman Christians thought that the leader of the Vandals was the Antichrist.
罗马的基督徒认为汪达尔族的首领就是敌基督。
Then toward the end of the Middle Ages,
当接近中世纪末期时
，Some of the monks saw the corrupt popes who exalted themselves as the Antichrist.
有些修道士认为那些腐败的高举自己的教皇就是敌基督。
Then at the beginning of the 13th century,
到了十三世纪初期
，Emperor Frederick II and Pope Gregory IX called each other the Antichrist.
腓特烈大帝和教皇格列高利九世互指对方为敌基督。
During the Reformation,
在宗教改革期间
，many prominent Protestant Christians all believed that the papacy itself was the Antichrist.
许多著名的复原宗信徒都相信教皇制度本身就是敌基督。
Then religious people in Rome returned the favor.
然后罗马的宗教人士回敬说
By referring to Martin Luther as the Antichrist and the man of sin.
马丁路德是敌基督和罪恶之子。
During the last two centuries,
过去两个世纪
the emphasis has shifted from religious leaders being called Antichrist to political leaders.
指认敌基督的矛头从指向宗教领袖转为指向政治领袖。
The list of candidates included Napoleon, Hitler, Stalin, and on and on.
其中包括拿破仑、希特勒、斯大林等等。
Why am I giving you this historical background?
为什么我要和你谈这些历史背景呢？
So that you don't think that the people who make these predictions today are new.
是让你不要以为今天人们对未来做出种种推测是什么新鲜的事。
In fact, you will discover from history that every generation has its prophecies from people with a penchant for predictions.
你会发现，其实每个世代都有专好发表预言的狂热分子。
A study of end times events can be fascinating.
研究末日事件是很吸引人，很令人着迷的。
But trying to attach names and dates for future Bible prophecies distracts us.
但如果将圣经对将来的预言附加人名和日期，反而使我们困扰。
It distracts us from the spiritual warfare that is raging in our little world.
这样就会让我们分心，而不能专注于在我们这个世界里激烈的属灵战争。
At the end of World War II,
在第二次世界大战后期
，A Christian theologian was imprisoned for taking a stand against Hitler.
一位基督徒神学家因公然反对希特勒被捕入狱。
Yet he continued even from prison to warn his fellow believers to resist the tyranny of the Nazis.
他在狱中仍继续警告其他信徒要抵抗纳粹的暴政。
A group of Christians who were convincedThat Hitler was the Antichrist asked him.
有些基督徒相信希特勒就是敌基督，于是问这位神学家
Why do you expose yourself to all this danger?
为什么你把自己放在这种危险当中呢？
Jesus will return any day now.
既然主耶稣随时会来，
and all your work and suffering will be for nothing.
你现在所做的工，所受的苦，不都归于徒然了吗？
But he replied,
他回答说，
If Jesus returns tomorrow, then tomorrow I will rest from my labor.
要是主耶稣明天会来，我就在明天停止我的劳苦。
But today I have work to do.
但今天我还是要做工的。
I must continue the struggle until it is finished.
我必须继续努力抵抗，直到结束为止。
Prophecy in the Bible is not meant for making mathematical calculations.
圣经中的预言不是叫人做数学演算的。
It is to keep us working and reaching to the lost.
而是叫我们继续做工，并抢救失丧的灵魂。
Working with confidence that God is in control.
我们要存着信心做工，知道神掌管一切。
My listening friends, listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听着。
I want to give you two biblical principles regarding the return of Christ.
我要告诉你有关主再来的两个圣经的原则。
Then I want to talk to you about heaven.
然后再跟你谈天堂的事。
First,
第一，
live expectantly of the return of Christ every single day.
每天都要活在警醒中，等候主耶稣的再来。
Jesus said no one knows the hour.
耶稣说过，没有人知道那时辰。
Jesus said that he will come as a thief in the night when no one is expecting him.
耶稣说，他再来时就像人们不警觉夜间会有贼来似的。
Jesus said to always be in a state of expectancy.
耶稣说，要常常活在警醒中。
Second,
第二，
Jesus' return will not be local as some people teach.
耶稣的再来不会像一些人所说的只是属于地区性的。
In Luke 17:23, listen to what Jesus himself said about his return.
路加福音17:23节，耶稣自己谈到他再来的情形。
When they tell you he is here, he is there, don't go and don't follow them.
人家要对你们说，看哪，在那里，看哪，在这里，你们不要出去，也不要跟随他们。
Jesus does not want us to believe the people making these predictions. Why?
耶稣不要我们相信这些人所做的推测。为什么呢？
Stay tuned because I'm going to tell you soon.
请耐心等一会儿，因为我会很快就告诉你的。
A few years ago,
几年前，
one of these people who predicted the return of Christ on television,
有人在电视上预言基督的再来。
He said that when Jesus lands on the Mount of Olives,
他说，当耶稣降临在橄榄山上时，
every believer will see him on television.
所有基督徒都会在电视上看见耶稣。
What about those believers who don't have a television?
那么，那些没有电视机的信徒怎么办呢？
Also, can you imagine those of us who love the Lord?
还有，你想我们这些爱主的人，
Those of us who serve the Lord,
侍奉主的,
those of us who have been longing for His appearing,
渴慕等候他再来的,
can you imagine that we'd be satisfied by seeing Him on television?
你想,我们会满足于仅仅在电视上看见主吗?
No.
不会啊。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17.
请听使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书4:16-17所说的。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音。
Where are the dead in Christ?
那在基督里死了的人在哪里呢？
With the Lord in heaven.
与主同住在天上。
Why does Paul say they will rise?
为什么保罗说他们会复活过来？
To us, when we see them with Jesus, they are resurrected.
原来当我们看见他们与耶稣一起的时候，事实上他们已经复活了。
They will be in their resurrected bodies.
他们有复活的身体。
Those who will be alive at the time of the return of the Lord.
那些在主再来时仍活着的。
Will spin in the air and shed our earthly bodies on the way up.
会脱掉在世上的躯壳，旋转上升。
Our heavenly bodies will enclose us.
披上属天的身体。
And propel us up. A trillion times faster than the speed of light.
比光速还快百万兆倍的速度上升。
And we will be forever with the Lord.
我们便会与主永远同在。
I'm aware of all man-made systems of interpretation.
我知道有许多人为的解释方法。
I'm aware of the systems of interpretations that some Christians impose upon the Bible.
我也注意到有部分的基督徒把这些解释法套用在圣经上。
The sad point is this.
令人担忧的是
，Many people don't bother to read the scriptures for themselves.
很多人不愿花功夫去看圣经本身怎么说。
They listen to people's interpretations.
他们只听别人对圣经的解释。
What Paul says here is very simple.
保罗在这里所说的其实很简单。
Also, let us listen to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 to 8.
请听启示录21章1到8节所说的。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。”因为以前的事都过去了。做宝座的说：“看啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”他又对我说：“都成了。我是阿拉法，我是俄梅加，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。得胜的必承受这些为业。我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。我有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的粪就在烧着硫磺的火壶里，这是第二次的死。
Amen.
阿们。
Now there are some good and godly people who piece together isolated verses from different books of the Bible and create a system of interpretation.
现在有些好心又虔诚的人将圣经不同书卷的个别章节拼凑在一起，创出一套解释圣经的说法。
Then they try to convince everybody that their ideas are biblical truth.
然后他们尝试说服别人，这些想法是合乎圣经真理的。
But the most important thing for all Christians to remember is that they should expect the return of the Lord every single day.
然而对所有基督徒来说，真正最重要的事就是每一天都要警醒等候主再来。
And until that day, no matter what happens, I shall not fear.
直到那天来临之前，无论发生什么事情，我都不会惧怕。
Why?
为什么？
Because the Lord promised to be with me.
因为主应许过他必与我同在。
He promised to be with you.
他也应许与你同在。
If he spares us the pain and the grief,
如果他不让痛苦和忧伤临到我们身上，
then that will be absolutely wonderful.
那实在太美妙了。
But if we go through tough times,
但是如果我们要经历苦难，
he will be with us.
他也必与我们同在。
It makes no difference to the believer.
对信徒来说是没有分别的。
Why?
为什么？
Because eternal life began the day you said yes to Jesus.
因为从你接受耶稣那一天起，你永恒的生命已经开始。
All I know for sure is that when he appears, I'm going to be with him.
我确实知道，当他再来时，我必会与他同在。
And that's enough for me.
对我来说，这已经十分足够了。
And I want you to tune in next time when I tell you more about the heavenly city.
请你下一次继续收听，我会跟你讲天上的城市。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿主大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
非常感谢您的收听。关于耶稣再来，圣经里说，人要对你们说，看啊，在那里，看啊，在这里，你们不要出去，也不要跟随他们。在这个世界上，有人已经开始预言耶稣什么时候到来，或者自己声称自己就是再来的基督。耶稣说，这些都不要相信，因为这日子没有人知道。所以我们要做的就是尽早相信主耶稣，知道末日临近，更要悔改。而已经在主里的弟兄姐妹们，我们要尽力多做主工，做好神的好管家，好在天上配得他给的奖赏。再次感谢您的收听，愿神祝福你们，我们下期再见。